Some days before the Jewish Passover festival, Christ enters Jerusalem on a donkey and is met by the cheering crowds of his followers. The next day he drives the money changers and merchants out of the temple, announcing a new temple built by God. After this cleansing of the temple, as it's known, the chief priests plot to destroy him. At his last supper with his disciples, Christ announces that one of them will betray him. He shares bread and wine with them, calling the bread his body and the wine his blood. Later he goes with a few of his disciples to Gethsemane at the foot of the Mount of Olives to pray. As he sets out to return to the town, he's met by Judas, who betrays him with a kiss. The kiss is the sign for an armed crowd to arrest Christ. He's taken before the high priests at the Sanhedrin, the Jewish Supreme Court. When asked if he is the Messiah, Christ answers that he is. The Sanhedrin accuse him of blasphemy and sentence him to death. But since a death sentence can only be executed by the Roman governor, Christ is taken to be tried by Pontius Pilate. Pilate declares that he can find no basis to charge Christ, so he asks the assembled crowd and the priests if he should free Christ or free Barabbas, a condemned criminal. The crowd shouts for Barabbas to be freed. Afterwards, Pilate orders Christ to be scourged and executed as an agitator. Christ is then crucified on the hill of Golgotha together with two thieves. Pilate grants Joseph of Arimathea, a member of the Sanhedrin, permission to take Christ's body down from the cross and bury it in his own rock tomb. The women coming to the tomb on the morning after the Sabbath to anoint Christ's body find the tomb open and his body gone.